How do we shake things up and expand what's even possible in aquatics?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some interesting stuff here, right? Like you've pulled together all this info about Coach Mark's work with ISCA, that's the International Swim Coaches Association, and they've gone ahead and put in a letter of intent for a moonshot grant. We're talking serious funding here, possibly $50,000 to make some real waves.
Okay, so to break it all down, we've got details about these Remake Learning Moonshot grants. Then there's this whole idea of learning ecosystems, which is kind of a new way of thinking about education.
Right.
And of course, the heart of it is Coach Mark and ISCA's actual Moonshot grant application. Our mission here is to understand what they're really aiming for, see how it fits into this bigger picture of learning ecosystems, and then explore what could this actually mean for aquatics and maybe even education as a whole in the future. We'll be looking at all sorts of cool ideas, personalized learning, community involvement, the role of technology, all based on what you've shared.
I think what's really interesting from the get-go is this whole idea of a moonshot. Remake Learning defines it as like a massive effort towards some crazy ambitious goal. Yeah, and there's inherent risk, of course, but the payoff, potentially huge. You're not just talking about tweaking things around the edges, you're aiming for a complete transformation.
Right. And Remake Learning started these moonshot grants back in 2021, specifically to push that kind of thinking. Envision the future, they say, and then no matter how small, take those first steps towards it. They already poured over $3.5 million into more than 50 projects just in the Pittsburgh area. That kind of shows you the scale of what they're trying to do.
And this round, the 2025 Working Groups edition, it's all about igniting change across the whole region, but it's based on these very specific priorities that were set by different working groups. What you need to know is that these grants can be worth up to $50,000. And they're not just handing them out to anyone, they're looking for new, bold, collaborative efforts that create equitable opportunities. They're looking for real impact.
To even get in the running for one of these grants, Coach Mark and ISCA had to submit a letter of intent, or what they call an LOI. What was the point of that first step?
Well, the LOI forces applicants to articulate their vision for the future of learning. You have to lay out the big picture, the moonshot idea, at a high level. It's really about showing that you're not just thinking small, you're thinking massive impact.
Okay, so there's also this Forge Future Summit that seems important. Can you fill us in on that?
The Forge Future Summit, this was back in May 2024, and they brought together something like 200 leaders from all these different areas, teachers, researchers, tech people, community organizers, policymakers, you name it, all focused on this one big question, the future of learning. They were wrestling with the limitations of the way we do things now and starting to imagine what a better system could look like.
And that's where this whole learning ecosystems concept comes in, and it keeps popping up in the background material. What does that really mean?
Right. So a learning ecosystem is basically the interconnected network of everyone and everything involved in learning. And I'm not just talking about schools. We're talking about museums, libraries, after-school programs, even just everyday interactions in the community. It's literally the entire environment that shapes how and what people learn. The summit really emphasized this broad view, this idea of education for human flourishing, where the goal is to empower everyone to reach their full potential.
So it's like a more holistic view of education, right? Not just confined to the classroom. So, what were some of the big ideas that emerged from this Forge Futures Summit regarding learning ecosystems? What do these leaders actually envision for the future of learning?
So they identified a bunch of these future features, as they called them. One was learner agency, which basically means giving students more control over what and how they learn. Another was school unwalled, which is about using learning opportunities outside traditional school buildings, really embracing that whole learning ecosystem idea. They also talked about expanding the definition of who we consider an educator, acknowledging mentors and coaches as crucial players. And then there's the idea of formally recognizing and giving credit for learning that happens outside of school, not just what's learned in a classroom.
Makes sense, right? Recognizing that learning happens everywhere and letting people take charge of their own journeys. Did the summit also address some of the problems in the current system, like things that these new ideas could potentially solve?
Oh, yeah, for sure. They highlighted all sorts of issues. They called out community disconnections, where schools are kind of isolated from their communities. And then there's the problem of students just not being engaged in what they're learning, not feeling connected to it. There was this idea of education without learning, where the focus is too much on grades and not enough on actual learning. And then there's all the learning that just gets overlooked because it's not happening in a traditional academic setting. These are the challenges they were trying to address with these new ideas.
So those forward-thinking concepts were meant to actually solve real problems. Did this summit also provide any kind of framework for actually implementing those big ideas?
Yeah, they did. They grouped all 11 of those key ideas into four main approaches for creating change. You could change hearts and minds through public awareness campaigns. You could expand the team by involving more people as educators, not just traditional teachers. You could build new platforms using technology to make learning more accessible and engaging. And then, of course, you could renovate to innovate by making fundamental changes to how education is structured. It was a way of saying, okay, here's how we could actually put these future visions into action.
Okay, so we've got this background about moonshot grants and learning ecosystems.
Yeah.
Let's zoom in on Coach Mark and ISK's specific vision for the future, as outlined in their letter of intent. Which of those working group priorities did they choose to focus on?
They went with the personalized learning working group's priority, specifically the goal of involving young people in shaping their own learning experiences. It really ties in nicely with that whole learner agency concept we talked about.
And what does their ideal future actually look like in 2035? What are the main things they describe in their LOI?
They picture a future with three main features. First, they talk about AI-enhanced coaching across the lifespan. But, and this is really important, they're not saying robots are going to replace coaches. It's more about using AI to provide personalized coaching support for everyone involved in aquatics, no matter their age. Whether it's little kids learning to swim or older adults doing water fitness, AI can help enhance and extend human connection, not replace it.
That's a key point. It's not about replacing human interaction. It's about making it better and more widespread. What's the second big piece of their vision?
The second part is called Civic Pathways Through Sport and Mentorship, and this one is really fascinating. They imagine young people being mentored to take on leadership roles in their communities, guided by something they're calling the Coaching Wizard. It seems like that's their main platform for AI and mentorship tools. They believe aquatics can be an incubator for civic empowerment, where kids develop skills that go way beyond swimming.
The Coaching Wizard. That sounds like a pretty central piece of their idea. We should definitely come back to that. So, what's the third element of their vision?
The third one is integrated learning ecosystems, not silos, which directly connects back to what we were talking about from the Forge Futures Summit. They're imagining a future where coaches, educators, city leaders, and families are all working together using shared platforms that connect data, knowledge, and people across different systems. Right now, we have things like pools, public health initiatives, schools, startups. They're all kind of isolated. They want to break down those walls and create real collaboration.
So it's about creating connections and working together, according to their LOI. How is this future different from how things are now in the world of aquatics and youth development? What are they saying is missing?
They basically argue that the potential of aquatics instruction and youth development through swimming is way underleveraged. For example, they point out that a surprising number of public schools in Western Pennsylvania don't even have varsity swim teams. That limits opportunities for competitive swimming and all the benefits that come with it. They also mention the big lifeguard shortage, which means a lot of pools aren't being used as much as they could be. They could be real community hubs, but instead they're sitting there locked up. And then you've got declining participation in summer swim lessons, and the pandemic really hit the availability of coaches and volunteers hard. So overall, young people just have fewer opportunities to learn important skills, get mentored, and have those transformative experiences that can happen through aquatics.
So they see all this potential just sitting there, waiting to be tapped into. What do they think is the most important missing piece?
They say it's not just about having more programs, but about creating a clear, supported pathway for young people to grow into leaders who are passionate about wellness, education, and making a difference in their communities. They point out that jobs like lifeguarding, coaching, being involved in sports, these can be amazing stepping stones to all sorts of careers and ways to get involved in civic life. But the problem is, these roles are often underpaid, there's not enough support, and they're not well connected to the broader systems of education and career development.
It's not just about getting more kids in the pool. It's about giving them a way to build a future from those experiences. How does their coaching wizard idea help with that?
They see the coaching wizard, along with all these AI-powered mentorship and learning tools, as the key to transforming aquatics into a true ecosystem that fosters lifelong fitness, resilience, leadership skills, and career readiness. They want to empower young people to become leaders, teachers, protectors, like lifeguards, people who serve their communities and inspire others. It's all about creating a ripple effect where their confidence, wellness, and engagement in their communities spreads outward.
It's a pretty ambitious vision. So to make this a reality, what are some of the things they think need to change? What are the boundaries they're trying to push?
Okay, so they list several key areas where they see a need for change. First, they want people to stop undervaluing community-based learning and the power of sports to change lives. And they want to change the perception of pools. Right now, we just see them as places to have fun, right? They want us to see them as learning labs where kids can develop crucial life skills, leadership, self-control, confidence, all of that.
That's a big shift, seeing a community pool as more than just a place to swim. What other boundaries are they looking to overcome?
They also point to how hard it is to actually access pools in a lot of communities. They talk about the frustration of pools being locked up when they could be used by the community, especially by kids who need more things to do. They say we need to move away from just worrying about liability and start thinking about how to make these spaces work for everyone.
Yeah, that's a problem in a lot of places. Access is a huge issue. What else do they want to see change?
They want to raise the status of coaching, mentoring, and lifeguarding as real career paths that contribute to society. And they're big on the strategic use of technology, especially AI. But again, not to replace humans, but to support them. AI can be used to give coaches more personalized guidance and resources, freeing them up to focus on the human element of mentorship. They mentioned, for example, how a CRM system could help coaches with all the administrative stuff. And of course, a huge priority for them is making sure everyone has equitable access to aquatics, education, and leadership opportunities, regardless of their background.
So it's about changing attitudes, making things more accessible, showing the value of these roles, using technology strategically, and focusing on equity. And the name they came up with for this whole idea, pretty powerful, right?
It is. They call it the Coaching Wizard. Guiding and motivating generations of aquatic and civic learners through AI-powered mentorship that transforms water-based wisdom into waves of lifelong leadership, personalized learning, and community impact. It's a mouthful, but it really captures the scope of what they're trying to do.
It does, yeah. So to sum it up, what's the core of this coaching wizard concept?
It's about using personalized AI-powered mentorship to help people reach their full potential, both in and out of the pool. They want to transform aquatics into a thriving ecosystem that produces lifelong swimmers, strong leaders, and engaged citizens, all starting with young people and then spreading outwards.
Okay, their letter of intent also lays out how they would test their idea. And they actually have different plans depending on how much funding they get. They have a plan for $50,000 and a plan for $5,000.
Yeah.
So let's start with the big one, the $50,000 plan. What would they do with that kind of money?
With $50,000, they'd be able to run a pretty big pilot program, scaling the Coaching Wizard across multiple locations and platforms, both in Western Pennsylvania and through the ISCA network. A big part of that would be upgrading their existing online platform, LAP.RED, which is probably their learning management system. They'd use that to deliver a much more advanced coaching wizard with features like customized content, individual learner profiles, progress tracking, AI-generated prompts to guide people, and ways to give and receive feedback.
So they'd be building a lot of digital infrastructure. What about the actual implementation? Who would be involved?
They said they'd work with 30 to 50 different sites, including iLeague swim programs, schools, and community groups, with a focus on reaching groups that are often left out. They'd also integrate their Mental Skills for Young Athletes program, which includes a course and some books, into the Coaching Wizard framework.
Bringing in that mental skills training is really smart. It's about developing the whole person, not just the athlete. What else would they do with the full $50,000?
Oh, they had a lot planned. They'd produce episodes for their podcast, Heavy or Not, which, for our listeners, is the one Coach Mark hosts to document the whole pilot project as it happens, interviewing the kids, coaches, and community members involved. And they'd host monthly webinars and virtual coaching labs led by ISCA experts, sharing best practices and getting more people engaged. The whole thing would culminate in a big regional event called Learning in Action. And a really important part of the plan is their evaluation strategy. They've set aside money to do a comprehensive evaluation using both data and stories to really understand the program's impact, how it affects engagement, learning, community involvement, and everything else.
It sounds like a pretty comprehensive pilot program. Lots of moving parts and a solid plan for measuring their success. Okay, what about the $5,000 plan? How would they get their core ideas off the ground with a much smaller budget?
With only $5,000, they'd have to scale things back and launch a smaller prototype of the Coaching Wizard at just a few sites in Western Pennsylvania, working with some of their ISCA partners. They'd still use their LAP.red platform to deliver the prototype, but it would be a much simpler version focused on the most essential content.
So they'd still be testing the main functionality, just in a more limited way. What about that mental skills training? Would that still be part of the $5,000 version?
Yeah, they'd still pilot the mental skills for young athletes materials, but instead of a full rollout, they'd offer licenses to a few organizations and individual learners, making sure those materials were integrated with the Coaching Wizard prototype.
And how would they gather feedback and share what they learned with a smaller budget?
They'd still host their monthly webinars with ISCA experts and guest coaches, and they'd use their Heavy or Not podcast to explore how AI is changing youth development. They'd also do some hands-on workshops and open swim sessions to get direct feedback through surveys and interviews. Their main focus would be on measuring how the program impacts learners' confidence, engagement, and those crucial mentor connections.
So even with less money, they'd still get a version out there, integrate the mental skills component, and get feedback from users. Now, they mentioned a $48,000 plan as well. What did that look like?
The $48,000 plan was kind of a middle ground between the other two. It was a more structured pilot than the $5,000 one, but not as big as the $50,000 version. The idea was to strike a balance between reach and depth. They would work with up to 50 sites representing a diverse range of communities, and they would use LAP.red to deliver the upgraded Coaching Wizard platform. They'd also include the mental skills for young athletes materials and use their LMS, readswimisca.org, to provide things like quizzes and track progress. They'd also use a system called Response Suite to collect real-time feedback from participants through surveys.
Sounds like they could collect more data with that middle ground plan.
Yeah.
What about community engagement and sharing their results?
They'd still do those monthly webinars and virtual coaching labs. They'd also produce a mini-series for their Heavy or Not podcast to document the pilot project and wrap it all up with a regional Learning in Action showcase event. A big focus for them at this funding level was tracking both numbers and stories to show how things changed, looking at how learners were transformed, how much collaboration they achieved, whether any new youth-led initiatives sprung up, and whether they were successful in making access more equitable.
So no matter how much money they get, their core principles are the same test to Coaching Wizard: get feedback and look for evidence of impact. Now, in the sources you sent, there's also some information about the Pittsburgh principles. What are those, and how do they relate to what Coach Mark and ISCA are doing?
The Pittsburgh principles are basically lessons learned by Remate Learning over 15 years of working on the learning ecosystem in Pittsburgh. They provide insights into what makes these ecosystems successful. One of the big ones is the importance of relationships, strong connections, and trust among all the different people and organizations involved.
Yeah, that definitely seems to fit with ISCA's focus on collaboration, working with educators, community groups, and aquatics programs. Are there other Pittsburgh principles that connect with their efforts?
Another one is about building on what's already working in the community, learning from and lifting up what's already working, they call it. That's exactly what ISCA is doing, leveraging those existing aquatics programs, coaching networks, and community relationships. The principals also talk about the need for adults to change their mindsets to embrace this whole ecosystem approach, which is similar to how Coach Amark and ISCA are trying to change people's views on the role of aquatics and coaching.
The changing mindset seems to be a theme here. Are there any other Pittsburgh principles that are relevant?
Yes. They talk about bringing innovation into everyday life and empowering everyone to rethink teaching and learning. That's what the Coaching Wizard is all about, making AI-powered mentorship accessible and practical for coaches at all levels. And finally, they emphasize collaboration and using existing community assets, things like pools, coaches, and potential learners, which aligns with ICK's proposed pilot program.
So Coach Mark and ICA's vision really fits with these principles that have helped create a successful learning ecosystem in Pittsburgh. It's about building relationships, using existing strengths, encouraging new ways of thinking, and bringing innovation into the real world.
Exactly. What I find particularly exciting is how they're taking these big ideas about learning ecosystems and personalized learning and applying them to a specific area like aquatics. And they're not just focused on sports. They're thinking about leadership, community engagement, and developing the whole person.
All right, listener, we hope this deep dive is giving you a good look at what Coach Mark and ISEA are trying to achieve. Their efforts, set against the backdrop of Remake Learning's Moonshot Grants and the ideas behind learning ecosystems, really show the potential of connecting personalized learning, community involvement, and innovative technology. It's a bold vision, and they're taking a smart, experimental approach to making it a reality. We hope this has sparked some aha moments for you as we've explored it together.
What I think is so cool is that they're making us see familiar places in a whole new light. They're saying, hey, our local pools, they could be more than just places to swim. They could be dynamic learning labs and places where future leaders are born. It makes you wonder what other possibilities are hidden in plain sight right in our own communities.
And that brings us to our final thought for you today. Think about Coach Mark and ISCA's vision for aquatics. Now ask yourself, what other places in your community, places that we might just think of as recreational, could be transformed into vibrant learning labs that foster leadership and civic engagement? It's something to think about as you go about your day. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Make a few clicks and subscribe to the podcast, Heavy or Not, the OG Swim Guide is in production.